Meantime, President Hugo Chavez is back home in Venezuela after a health scare sent him to Cuba for surgery. Even though he's fighting cancer, Chavez is expected to continue to dominate Venezuelan politics, just as he has for 12 years. Opposition leaders there are having a hard time gaining traction. Take Antonio Ledezma. He was elected mayor of the capital, Caracas, 3 years ago. But as John Otis reports, the Chavez government has taken away nearly all his power.
After inaugurating a basketball court in a Caracas slum, Antonio Ledezma demonstrates why he's no Michael Jordan. The mayor misses 8 consecutive free throws. He's so bad, it's excruciating. But the crowd urges him on. Ledezma is a persistent guy. He was expected to lose the 2008 mayoral election. Instead, he trounced a Chavez loyalist. Since then, Ledezma and his staff have faced physical abuse and legal roadblocks as they try to run Caracas, a chaotic, crime-ridden city of 5 million. In 2009, the pro-Chavez National Assembly passed a law stripping Ledezma of nearly all his budget and responsibilities. Ledezma protested by staging a week-long hunger strike. It didn't work.
Seguridad, salud, educación, los bomberos.
City Treasurer Hector Urguez tells me Ledezma lost control over the city's hospitals and schools, as well as the police and fire departments. They're now run by Jacqueline Farias, a Chavez appointee. She's become the de facto mayor of Caracas. She declined to be interviewed for this story. Like Ledezma, several opposition mayors and governors have been sidelined by parallel authorities named by Chavez to rubber stamp his policies. Ledezma says these maneuvers show that when his side loses, Chavez acts more like a dictator than a Democrat.
He's a president who ignores the Constitution, tramples on the rule of law, and tries to undermine popularly elected officials.
Ledezma says Caracas residents still consider him the legitimate mayor, though he no longer operates out of City Hall. Soon after Ledezma took the oath of office, pro-Chavez thugs occupied the ornate colonial building, painted graffiti on the walls, and urinated on the floors.
It was very, very difficult to get in there.
Maria Valero says she and fellow Ledezma staffers faced constant harassment.
People insult you. One day we have to get in the car quickly because they were with sticks to hit the cars.
For the safety of his workers, Ledezma moved his base of operations to a Caracas high-rise. Farias, the Chavez appointee, now works at City Hall. At Ledezma's new headquarters, many of the offices are vacant. The mayor's workforce has been cut from 17,000 to 3,000. There are signs of life in the Office of Parks and Recreation. It's one of the few departments Ledezma still controls. But he's not moping. The mayor's diminished role means he has more time to pursue his ultimate goal. Although the Venezuelan elections are 17 months away, Ledezma has launched his campaign for the presidency. Ledezma must first win a February opposition primary. If he does, Ledezma would likely face his longtime nemesis, President Chavez, who is expected to seek re-election if he fully recovers from his recent cancer surgery. Still, Ledezma is used to being the underdog. His tiny budget means Ledezma must pass the hat among private donors and enlist neighborhood volunteers to build projects, like that new basketball court. And as Ledezma proves at the free throw line, he's got a stubborn streak. The mayor keeps taking errant shots until he finally puts the ball through the hoop. For The World, I'm John Otis, Caracas.
This is PRI.